is that Jesus Christ is not today appearing unto people in that way. He's not ordaining new apostles today. It's just not happening, my friend. And do I believe that Jesus can heal? Do I believe that God has the power to heal? Absolutely. I do not believe, though, that there's a person on this earth who has that power that the apostles had, where they can just go around just healing the sick and just line people up and heal them. I don't believe it. Now, here's the proof. You say, prove it, Pastor Anderson. Okay, here's the proof. Those who preach this doctrine of line up and be healed, they all preach a different salvation than what the Bible teaches. Now, here's the thing. If that healing line was of God, there'd be somebody doing it who preached the gospel that I preach, which is a biblical gospel. You say, well, what is that gospel? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But the Pentecostals don't believe that. They believe it's temporary life. Now I'm saved, now I'm not, now I'm saved, now I'm not. The Bible says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And today, Pentecostalism and the charismatic movement and the healing line movement, they all teach you can lose your salvation. All of them. All of them. They all believe that you can lose your salvation, which is basically just they believe in work salvation. Because they believe you have to live right to stay saved. You have to live right to keep your salvation. Look, you don't have to live right to get your salvation. You don't have to live right to keep your salvation. It's by grace through faith, lest any man should boast. Not of works, lest any man should boast. And so when you see these people preaching another gospel and false doctrine in regard to salvation, that should tell you right away they cannot be of God. They are of the wicked one. They are false apostles. And look, the Bible, and you say, well, are the miracles that they're doing, are they real? Well, I submit to you that probably a lot of it's not even real. A lot of it's probably just smoke and mirrors. A lot of it is probably just a magic show. I mean, wasn't there a magician that made the Statue of Liberty disappear or something? I mean, you know, these guys can do a lot with illusion. And actors and what. So I submit to you, a lot of it's just a showbiz, you know, it's just a fake thing. It's just like the psychic reader. They got all kinds of tricks, and so do these, you know, faith healer guys. But the Bible's real clear that the devil can perform miracles. Remember in the Old Testament when Moses went to Pharaoh and he threw down his rod and it became a serpent? Remember when the magicians and sorcerers of Pharaoh came down and threw down their rods? Their rods became serpents too. But then this is the best part. Moses' rod ate their rod. His serpent ate their serpent. And then he picked it up and turned it back into a rod, and it weighed three times as much when he was done. Now, I don't know. I don't know if that part's true. But I love how, don't you love how his rod ate their rod? You know, that just shows the power of God. I mean, yeah, the devil has power. But man, God will chew that up and just spit it out. You know, I love it. I love that story. But not only that, the Bible talks about how in the end times, you know, the Antichrist, he's going to do all kinds of lying signs and wonders. So the devil has some power of illusion, and the devil has the power to turn water into blood. He turned water into blood also in the book of Exodus, the sorcerers did. Of course, they couldn't turn it back into water so that everybody could have something to drink, but they did turn the water into blood. And so there are lying signs and wonders out there. But let's not let that make us think that God can't heal, though. So in the New Testament, it's not, oh, just, you know, just basically just touch so-and-so's clothes and you'll be healed. Okay, we don't have those kind of apostles today. But what we do have is prayer today. And the Bible does tell us that the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And, you know, if someone is sick and someone is ill and we pray for them, God can miraculously heal that person. I believe that from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I'm not just saying naturally. I'm saying God can step in and perform a miracle, and that person can be healed of their infirmity through the power of prayer. I still believe in a prayer and a faith that can move mountains, and prayer that can heal the sick, and prayer that can cause God's power to be shown. One thing you have to keep in mind as you're reading the Bible is that you're reading a story that covers thousands and thousands of years. And it may seem like, man, the Bible has a lot of miracles in it as you read the Old Testament. But if you took the time that the Old Testament took, okay, and then divide it up how many miracles are in there, miracles aren't really happening that often. Because we're reading about the miracles, but they took place over the course of thousands of years. And obviously the greatest concentration of miracles in the entire Bible is when Jesus showed up. I mean, he did more miracles than the whole Old Testament combined. You know, I mean, he just was doing signs and wonders nonstop. And his apostles that he sent out, you know, the residual effects there, they did a ton of miracles. I mean, that's the concentration of miracles throughout human history is right there, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. I mean, that's where it's concentrated. Were there miracles before that? Yeah, guys like Elijah, who performed maybe like 7 miracles in a lifetime. You know, guys like Elisha, who performed about twice as many. Other guys who perform maybe 1 miracle. And then there's a guy like Joshua, you know, he prayed that the sun would stand still. And that was a unique miracle that took place. But it's not like these guys are just rolling out of bed and doing miracles every single day. You know, Moses wasn't parting the Red Sea every day. I mean, he lived 80 years before he even showed up. Yeah, just to get to work in the morning, you know. But anyway, you know, he showed up and yeah, he did some miracles. But they came very late in his life. And let me name for you the greatest man who ever walked on the face of the earth outside of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The greatest mortal man was John the Baptist. That's what the Bible says. Jesus said, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. And you know what else the Bible says? John did no miracle. That's what it says. John did no miracle. He was just preaching. So it's not that, you know, if you're a believer, man, you better be doing miracles. Or else you don't have the faith. Are you saying John the Baptist didn't have the faith? John the Baptist had a lot more faith than you or I could ever shake a stick at. But he did no miracle. So miracles are few and far between in the Old Testament. They're probably few and far between today in the day that we live in. Okay, they were concentrated around the time of Christ. But does that mean that you and I will never see a miracle in our lifetime? No, I believe that we could see a miracle in our lifetime. I believe that God could answer prayer in a miraculous way. I still believe that God could part the Red Sea. I still believe that God could make the sun stand still. I believe that God can move mountains through the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. I believe that. I don't believe that, oh, that was back then, that can't happen anymore. No, it can happen. We don't have apostles today, but I believe we could pray and people could be miraculously healed.